We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Kriya Satoira, Halacha Vav, in middle of paragraph Chaf Vav. We're actually starting from the last sub-paragraph that begins with the words V'alkein. So far we've spoken about Kriya Satoira, we spoke about the Kriya Satoira of Shabbos, Monday, Thursday, and in the previous Shir we started speaking about the Haftorah. Page 452, right-hand column, near the top. Now, Rav Nosson Zal adds a little, two or three more pieces about the Haftorah. V'alkein oimrim bebirchas Haftorah, u'mesaprim b'shevach noiroes gedulotso yisborach. And this is why, in the brachas that we make for the Haftorah, we speak about the awesome praises of Hashem, shebevadai yigmoir hakoil kiritzoinoi, Ad Sheyovoy Moshiach, that Hashem is definitely going to finish everything the way He wants to see it finished. Until the real finish line, not talking about any temporary ceasefires, nonsense, the real deal, Kisheyovoy Moshiach, when Moshiach will come. Kemoy Shoimrim Bebrochay Shelachreho, as we say in the brachas after we read the Haftorah, Tzur kol hoilomim, tzadik b'chol adoirois, ho'el anemon, ho'oimer v'hoise, hamedaber v'amekayim, shekol devorov emes v'tzedek. Hashem, creator of all the worlds, tzadik of all generations, who is trustworthy, who says and fulfills what He says. And all of His words are truth and righteousness. V'dovor echot midvorecho ochor lo yoshuv reikom. And not a single promise that Hashem has made, not a single word that Hashem has said, is going to come back empty-handed. Everything is going to be fulfilled. V'chein and so too, where we say, al kisoy lo yeshev zor, that we should be zeicha that no stranger should seat himself on Hashem's throne. Hashem should make it clear and obvious to everybody that He's the one in control. Because Hashem has sworn by His holy name that the candle of the Malchus Beis David will never be extinguished. All of this we're going to get to through with the help of the tzaddikim of every generation, those who are zeichet to Ruach HaKodesh. They're the ones who bring Klal Yisrael to a level of emuna, to believe in Chiddush Olam at the time of creation, which is what will give us the privilege of being zeichet to realize the renewal of the world in the future. That's how we're going to be zeicha to that special song, which is what feeds the special garden, Gan Eden, in which grow all the special smells, and the yira, which is associated with smell. It says by Moshiach, he will smell from Yiras Hashem. Shehein bechinas hisnoitzitzus Moshiach. All of this is about the beginnings and the sparklings of Mashiach's coming. As Rabbeinu Zal writes there in chapter 8 in the second half of Likut Imran, which this whole halacha is based on. And this is why, note, it's a strange wording that we use in the bracha there, where we say tzadik b'chol hadoirois, a tzadik in all generations. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Ki Hashem Yisborach megale elokusoi v'tzidkosoi b'chol adoirois al yedei tzadikei emes bali ruach hakodesh shebechol dor. Hashem reveals His heavenliness and His righteousness throughout all the generations via the tzadik of each generation. Each generation has its tzadikim bali ruach hakodesh. Their mission is to show the people of that generation, to show them Hashem. Sha'al yodom ikar birur hu emuna. It's through the tzaddikim of each generation that we're zeichet to clarify the emuna. Sha'idei zeh ikar hizgalus elokusiyas borach b'chol dor v'dor. And that's what brings about awareness, consciousness of Hashem in every single generation. Now, in the next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to focus on giving us two explanations of the word Haftorah. What Haftorah means in Hebrew. We've mentioned many times that words in Lashon Kodesh have multiple meanings in other languages. Here we're going to have a unique case that the word Haftorah is used in Lashon Kodesh to mean two opposite things. The word Lahaftir means to finish, and the word Lahaftir means to begin. Watch this. Paragraph Chav Zayim, V'zehu Loshen Haftorah U'maftir, Shehu Loshen Gemar. This is the term that we use upon concluding the Torah reading on Shabbos and Yontif in the morning. After we finish reading the entire Parsha, we go back and read at least three of the last psukim of the Torah. That's called Maftir, the Aliyah of Maftir. And then we add on to that a portion of the Navi that's somehow related to the Parsha of the week. So we have Maftir and Haftorah, which mean Gemar, completion. Ki Iker HaGemar V'Haptur Mikol HaShibudim V'HaChoyvois V'HaTzorois. Because what's really going to bring about the completion and the end of all of our exiles and suffering and problems, she'ikram tzoros hanefesh, of which the worst is the spiritual suffering that Klal Yisrael is going through, hu al yidei bechinas hanaviim, is going to be achieved through the prophets, shemachnisim kiyum ha-Torah boilam, who are the ones who teach Klal Yisrael and motivate us and inspire us to fulfill the Torah. Shehem ha-tzadikei emes shebechol dor. This refers to the true tzadikim of every generation, balei ruach ha-kodesh, who have a level of ruach ha-kodesh. Again, not necessarily equal to Moshe Rabbeinu or to the Arizal who lived five, but still, in every generation, the true leaders, the true tzadikim, must possess a degree, an aspect of ruach ha-kodesh. She'al yodom loy tishtakach ha-Torah ve'emunah mi-Yisrael kanal. And it's through them that we're assured that the Torah will never, Torah will not be forgotten, and faith in Hashem will never cease. V'alkein nikra haftorah, that's why it's called haftorah, which means to finish, because the Nevi'im are the ones, ki'al yodom tiskarev ha-ge'ula shlema le-go'oleinu, because it's through our Nevi'im that we're going to be zeicha to get to the finish line. They're going to put an end to all the tzorois, gashmias, and ruchnias very soon in our time, Hametz Hashem. That's one take on the word Haftorah. Gam Haftorah hu loshen haschola. But interesting, the same word is used in the Torah to mean beginning. Kama shapirish rashi al posuk Peter Rechem, when we talk about the laws of Bechor, the firstborn is the one who comes, the first opening of the womb. It's called Peter Rechem. Shehu Loshen Pesach Vahaschola. Kemoi Poiter Mayim, as the Pasuk says in Navi. And Rav Nosson Zal says, Ushnehem Emes. And both translations are both true, both fit perfectly into our what we're saying. Because reading the portion of the Navi, we're reading the words of the Navi. What are the words of the Navi all about? It's about getting to the finish line. It's showing Klal Yisrael how to get to the finish line. But the only way you're going to get to the finish line is if you know how to start and restart and restart, keep making new beginnings all the time. Ki kriyas haftoira marames al haschola valagmar. Ki iker kriyas haftoira shikorim benovi acha kriyas haftoira hu bishvil lahamshich kedushas kabolas haftoira b'chol doer. We said the main thing that the Torah reading and the Novi reading is all about is kabolas haftoira. This is our kabolas haftoira in the year 2012. In the year 2448, in the Jewish calendar, that was when they had Matan Torah and Har Sinai. Every single generation, every single shul has a Matan Torah that takes place every Shabbos and Yontif. There's a Matan Torah. She'ikrahu, of which the essence of it is all about, she'nizke lehis'oirer ulehis'chadesh b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, lehaschil b'chol yoyim echodesh, that we should be inspired and be able to renew ourselves every single day to make a new beginning of a connection to Hashem. V'zehu loshen haftorah shehu loshen haschola. That's the meaning of haftorah, which is peterechem, beginning, opening up a new door. V'ideze biatzmoy, and it's through this secret of knowing that in Yiddishkeit, you have to be able to start fresh every day, every week, every year, new beginnings. Through this will be zecha ligmar hagula, to the final complete redemption, liftor kol atzorois v'chol ha-shibudim, to put an end to all the suffering. Kelidei kol elu hayireim, sheyelchu b'derech hazeh, because it's through all the religious people who will follow this path that we described here, livri lahaniach lahapiles atzmon b'shum oifim b'olam, not to allow themselves to fall away from Yiddishkeit, to fall away from Hashem, to stop trying to come close to Hashem, but rather rak lahaschil b'chol yoy mechodesh, to make a new beginning every day, ayidei ze nizke lebias Moshiach. Through this, we're going to be zeichet to the coming of Moshiach, shenimshach al yidei kol habechino yisanal, which will come about through everything we discussed here. K'may shekosuf sham al posuk, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran, chapter 8, Tikutei Chocha, on the posuk, vayar menucha kitoiv, speaking about alluding to the coming of Moshiach. That's when there's going to be the final menucha. Vayehi lemas oived. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal says that that's alluding to the coming of Moshiach, which will be achieved by following the advice that's presented in that Torah. Nimtza, we see therefore, Shayidei Shemizgabrin Lahaschil B'chol Yoy Mechodosh Nizke Ligmar Toiv. By making a new beginning every day, will be zecha to a wonderful completion. Shehu Gmar Hageula Shleima. A Jew can't do this on his own. We need the help of the tzaddikim, the prophets. Shein bechinas tzaddikei emes shebechol dor. V'alkein koirin banovi achar kriyas haTorah. Therefore, after kriyas haTorah, which gives us the connection to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not enough. We have to read Haftorah afterwards, which reminds us that after Moshe Rabbeinu, we have to connect to the Navi of all, the Nevi'im of all the generations up to today. V'alkei nikra Haftorah, and that's why this is the term that's used, Haftorah, which has a double meaning, Loshen Haschola v'Loshen Gmar. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains another incredible thing. We know the Shiloh HaKodesh, who lived in the 1600s, and other great tzaddikim, gave us a program for Shavuos night. For there are some people who sit and learn Gemara and Tosfos. It's excellent. It's very, whatever a person learns is fabulous. But some of the great, great tzaddikim and mekubolim prepared a program where a person goes through the entire Chumash, beginning and end of every parsha, reading the beginning and end of every parsha in the Chumash, the beginning and end of each one of the prophets, the beginning and end of every Masechta in Shas, going through the Mishnah, Brachas, Peyadmai, all of them, and then we read a special, then we read a special portion from the Zohar Kodesh. It's called Tikkun Leil Shavuos. It's sold in stores, it's in many shuls, and Rav Nosson Zal speaks about it in a few different places in Likutei Halachos. This is one of them. V'alkein, based on the explanation we just gave here, that the secret of Hatzlacha in Yiddishkeit requires always making a new beginning, and that the beginning, if you do that, it's going to take you to the finish line. V'alkein b'shavuos, shehu kabola satoira, therefore, on Shavuos, which when Klal Yisrael officially received the Torah, Shehoikar lekabel haTorah mechodosh, where what a Jew is supposed to be concentrating on Shavuos night is receiving the Torah anew. This is not just remembering what happened in the past. Tonight, Shavuos night, the Torah is going to be given again to Klal Yisrael. Ba'oifen shenizke lekayma, and I want to accept the Torah in a manner that I'm going to fulfill it, to make a commitment to try to uphold and fulfill everything in it as best as I can. Alkein noyagin shemaschilin ha'aschola mikol sefer u'mesayimim hagmar. This is why there's this choshev minog of starting and finishing each book of the 24 books of the Torah, the Torah Shebichsav, and each one of the books of the Torah Shebalpeh. Hainu bechina sanal. This fits in perfectly with what we were learning before. Shaydei shemaschilin b'chol pam echodosh, by going to the beginning every time, making a new beginning, that's a guarantee that you're going to get to the finish line. Ki b'chol shona v'shona b'shavuos, shehu zman matan torasenu, tzrichim laham shecholenu mechodosh, he'oras kedushas kol hatzadikim, shehischilu tikunim noiroim v'gomru. Because each and every single year on Shavuos night, which is the time of Matan Torah, we want to try to draw upon ourselves new, brand new, the light of the holiness of all the tzaddikim that started major tikkunim, each one of them in their own generation. The Nevi'im added their piece. The rabbis, the Tanoim, added the Mishnayis. The Amoraim added the Gemara. The Rishonim, each one added their piece to the puzzle. The Gomru, they started and they completed. Shehein Bechinas Sifreim Hakdoshim Shegilu Boilam, which is found in the holy books which they brought into the world. The Sefer Yirmiyahu Anovi, Yeshaya, each one of these books. V'ho Iker Hu Sifrei Tanach V'shisha Sidrei Mishnayis Shehem Klal Kol HaTorah Shebichsav U'Balpeh. And what's representative of the whole picture is the 24 books of the Torah Shebichsav and the 60 books of Shas. Alkein oimrim ha'aschola v'hasoif mikol asforim. This is why we read the beginning and end of each one. Kedei laham shecholenu mechodosh hascholas tikunam. To be able to draw upon ourselves newly, freshly, the tikunim that each one of these tzaddikim introduced to the world. Shaydeze zoichin ligmor b'chitoiv. Which will ensure that we're going to be zoiche to complete it. See, here again, this is a question that people who don't say Tikkun Leil Shavuos can ask. You guys making a joke? What's this, a circus? You read the three psukim and then you go to the finisher. What happened with the whole middle? What about the whole middle? The answer is we know about it and we definitely want to do it. But sometimes if a person doesn't see an end in sight, they quit. There are many people who make a terrible mistake when they start bringing somebody close to Yiddishkeit. Let's start in Gemara. They start Gemara at three lines and another three lines, and the guy takes out his calculator. He figures if he lives another 4,000 years, he's going to fit. Instead of starting with a Mishnah, starting with something small, so that the person feels a sense of accomplishment. Wow, we finished two Mishnahs today. We did two, we did this, which gives a person the motivation to get further, to do the whole Gemara and everything. So here again, this is the concept on Leil Shavuos, one night a year, which is for Kabbalah Satorah. Which Torah? Is it Elam Metzias? Is it four lines in Elam Metzias? No, the Torah, the big, big picture, the whole Torah Shebichsav, the whole Torah Shebalpeh. How can you do that in one night? This is one of the ways that we do it. By tapping, punching in the beginning of the end of each one, we're attaching ourselves. We're not saying that we think this is enough. We're showing that we intend to learn the whole thing. We want to do the whole thing. But we're making a kesha with everything. And we believe, be'emunah shleima, that by being able to begin and another beginning, that's going to ensure that we get to the finish line. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us an incredible, clear explanation regarding the halacha of shnayim mikro v'echo targum. This is one of about 10 or 15 places on the Kutei Halachos where he explains this concept of mikra and targum. Paragraph Chav Ches. V'zeh b'chinas, with this we'll be able to understand more deeply what the Gemara says in Brachas, page 8. Le'olam yashlim odom parshiyosa v'matzibur shnayim mikra v'echa targum. A Jew should always complete his Torah portion with the community, with everybody else, in the format of twice Chumash, once Targum. Interesting to note just for a moment There are different ways that people do this. Some people read the whole parsha. Let's say this week is Parshas Vayetze. They'll read the entire Chumash once, then read the Chumash a second time, then go through the Targum. Another way of doing it is Pasuk by Pasuk, which usually takes a little bit longer. Both are acceptable ways of doing it. The Arizal did it the second way. Pasuk by Pasuk, twice Chumash, once Targum. And there's so much to say about how special this is. In terms of the timing when to do this, Rav Nosson Zal here is going to speak about that, that the Arizal said the best time to do this is on Friday, Erev Shabbos. And there's reasons, we're going to see important reasons. There are some people who know that if they leave it Erev Shabbos, they'll never make it. So they do one portion every day, they try to do it, and that way ensure that they'll get to finish it every week. If a person wasn't able to do it Friday, they can do it. Usually we don't read Chumash at night officially, but Shnayim Ikra, because if there's a wire, person can do it Friday night, Shabbos morning. It's brought in Sfarim to try your best to complete it before the Shabbos day meal. If possible, to try not to start the Shabbos meal without finishing Shnayim Ikra. But if your wife is going to throw tomatoes, eggs, and cholent at you because she ain't willing to wait for... Then again, worst case, a person can do it after the Suda. These are all different levels of lechatchila and bidyevet.
Can you do... I've been doing mikra, parting the mikra. No?
Better. You'll see. The two mikras go together. This is one of the places where he's going to explain it. You'll see. And the Gemara says, "Vafilu atorois v'divoin." Even those psukim in the Torah which have no targum, it's names of cities. And if you look in the Chumash and the Targum, it's identical. In the Chumash it says atorois v'divoin, and the Targum says atorois v'divoin. Even those, you're supposed to say it three times. Rav Nosson Zal now explains, "Targum bechinas birur hamedame." Targum, it's explained in Sifrei Kabbalah that you have Lashon Kodesh, which is holy. You have the 70 languages of the world, which are Chol, weekday, unholy. You have Targum, which is an intermediary. Targum is a bridge between Kedusha and Chol. It's a concept of Toi Eitz Hadas, Toi Vora. It has Lashon Kodesh, it uses the letters of Lashon Kodesh and many similarities to Lashon Kodesh, and yet it was a secular language. You know, it was the language used in Bavel and those places at that time. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Targum Bechinas Birur Hamedame. Targum represents this concept of sorting out the Medame. Remember, Medame means a mix of good and bad. Medama is like this world, where bad is made to look good and good is made to look bad. Medama means fantasy, imagine. The word medama has 20 different meanings. One of the meanings of medama means a mixture, like something that's good and bad mixed up together. And again, it's made to look good. It's made to look attractive and everything. You have sometimes a case where a person has leftovers, you know, and you look at it in the fridge, the most unappetizing thing in the world. And then you have women who are talented who can take this thing, play with it, put it on the table, and it looks like it was just freshly made, the most attractive egg salad, even though it's from 6 months ago, and et cetera, et cetera. This concept of medame, which is an inyan of birur, targum, which is birur hamedame, Shehu bebechinas shena v'tardema, which is compared to sleep, not just sleep, but tardema, which means a very deep sleep, shehu bechinas targum, which is associated with targum, as the Arizal says, ki targum begematria tardema. The word targum is the exact same gematria as tardema, kemoi shemavura batoira tefila l'chavakuk, as Rabbi Nazal explains at length in chapter 19 in Likutei Moran. What's the connection? What is sleep? Sleep is good and bad. The Gemara says, when people sleep, there's two kinds of dreams. There's chaloi malidei malach. Some people are zecha during their sleep to a nevua, ruach hakodesh. There's chaloi malidei shed. There are dreams that come from the other side, which are the opposite. Number two, even in the best dream, the Gemara says there's no such thing as a dream without Dvarim Betalim. So you see that the concept of sleep, and especially Tardema, is a concept of good and bad mixed together. And sleep is fantasy land. The person that sleeps sees all kinds of, it looks so real and it's nothing. It feels as if the person went through 12 years of his life and he looks, if he wakes up, it was 12 minutes, it was 6 minutes, you know. So sleep is a form of medame, which is associated with tardema, this term tardema, which is bigematria targum. Targum is also toivora, good and bad. It's the bridge between Loshon Kodesh and the languages of the Goyim. Over there in chapter 19 in the Kutimran, it's a major, major Torah where Rabbeinu Zal goes into tremendous length and depth explaining the topic of Targum, Targum Aramaic, and Tardema. Why Chava had to be, why in order to create Chava, Hashem had to impose a Tardema on Adam HaRishon in order to bring Chava into the world. Kikvar Mavoyer, because we already learned earlier, Shekriyas HaTorah B'tzibur, Hulahamshich al kol odom hamate oznoi heitev lishmoya kriya satar gdosha. We explained earlier that the purpose of kriya satora in public is so that any person who's really listening carefully to kriya satora, lahamshich olav, will be able to draw upon himself bechinas nesinas hatora mamish mechodosh, will be able to reenact for himself what took place at Har Sinai, where the Torah describes everybody got healed at the time, all those that were sick got cured. The Jews felt such a closeness to Hashem like never before. A Jew who listens carefully to Kriya Satorah and believes in its importance will be able to experience that on his level, each person on their level. And this is why we do not read the Torah in public unless you have a minimum of 10 people. Because it's important to have the Torah read within a group of people. Why? Why? Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Ches Niktimram that in order to draw Nevuah, in order to have a Kabbalah Satoira, even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do it on his own. Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen wasn't enough. They had to reach out, you had to have a Yisroi come and join the club, and then they were able to have Matan Torah. Why? Because the word Tzibur, the Tzadik is Tzadikim, the Beis is Beinonim, and the Reish is Rishoim. And it's only when you have a gathering that huge that Hashem says, okay, time to pull the curtain and to reveal myself to the world as he did on Matan Torah. It was only because of Baroiv Om Hadras Melech. The more people that are glorifying Hashem, the more a covet is. Person says, person calls up the president of a country and says, I'd like you to come. I'm bringing a couple of friends. How many friends? Six. You want to pray? Were you nuts? If you tell me 60,000, I'll consider it. If you take me to the stadium and you get 60,000, maybe I'll come and make an appearance. Lahavdil, lahavdil, by Hashem, baroi vom hadras melech. So if you want to have a Kabbalah satoira, you have to have a tzibur. Shehem kibbutz nafshois Yisroel rabim yachad. This requires a gathering of souls of Klal Yisroel, many of them, together in one place, Ulafochois, of which the minimum is Asorah, minimum 10. The Tikkun Zohar says, if you take the number 10, you'll note, the first person comes into shul, he's number 1. The second person is not a 1, he's a 2. The third person is not, he's a 3. Each one, it raises the stakes. So the Tikkun Zohar says, if you take the numbers from 1 through 10, 1 times 1, 1 to its power, 2 to its power, 2 times 2, 3 times 3, to 9 times 9, to 10 times 10, it's bigamatria 385, which is the word Shekhinah, the Shekhinah. That the presence of Hashem, to guarantee, the Gemara says, Ein kedusha pochas miyud, that akol be'asora shechinta shari. Whenever you have a gathering of 10, the Shekhinah is there. Why? because there's a significance. Each person there is turning on a certain light. And the third guy, in some ways, is more chashuv because he took it to three. And the tenth person that walks in, he clinches it. So a person would say, then should I always try to be number 10? No, there's a special bracha. The earlier you are, the first person there gets a private audience with Hashem. But all of these numbers are very, very special. Ki akol be'asor ha'shchinta sharya. Because it says, whenever there's a gathering of 10, the Shekhinah is present there. U'kemevoyer sham ba'toyernal. And as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Ches, shehanevuah nimsheches minafshos Yisrael. That prophecy comes to a prophet, not just on his own merit, but based on the nafshos Yisrael that are with him. It says that Yaakov Avinu's family was 70 souls. With the gathering of 70 souls, they went down to Mitzrayim. The first letters of Beshivim Nefesh Yordu Avoisecha spell the word Navi. That Nevuah is dependent on Shivim Nefesh. That the larger the gathering of souls being united, their mamshich a ruach of nevuah to the world. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu was the top Navi. When the Jews got involved with the golden calf, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, lech raid, go down. The Gemara says, that's a double lashon. The Gemara says, raid migdulascha, no more nevuah for you. They're no good. If they're not here, you're not here. So we see the nevuah is toloi in a kibbutz nefoshos, together. V'gamze b'chinas mashikosav shomeh in parentheses, he adds here, this is also what Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Torah Ches and Likutei Moran Tanina, me'inyin hamayla hamufleges mitosefet shcheinim. How huge a difference it makes when an additional person comes into shul, when an additional neighbor comes and joins the kehila. Sheze b'chinas hatikun hanasa al-idei atfila b'chinas din. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in the Likutei Moran that the great tzaddikim who know in certain cases when to apply the tefillah b'b'chinas din, that's dependent on a gathering of nefoshes. And each additional person that comes multiplies the holiness and the effectiveness of the gathering. This applies to Rosh Hashanah, this applies, and that's why you find that it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, people who didn't come to shul or yet, they come. Person would say, it's an insult, Hashem, better they should stay home. Otherwise Hashem could look at this and say, where were you the whole year? That's true, but there's a bigger truth, that each additional person that comes and joins the kibbutz multiplies, it goes factorial. Literally factorial. Rabbeinu Zal shows from the Sefer Yetzirah that when three people get together to do a mitzvah, it forms, so one person is one bias, two people is two batim, three people is six, four is 24, five is 120, six is 720. It grows factorially, literally. So when you have a shul with 200 people there and number 201 comes in, it multiplies the kiddusha trillions and trillions of times over. This is what's written in the Sefer Yetzirah. Ki kol ma shenisraba nefesh yoyser la kibbutz hakodesh, because anytime one additional soul gets added to a gathering of holiness, yesh koyach v'chulu etc., yesh koyach yoyser lahamshich ruach nevuah. It makes it much more easy for the tzaddik and the leaders to draw ruach nevuah, shehu b'chinas kabbalas ha-Torah, Shenimshach mikibutz harbe nefoshes yachad, which came about by having a large group of Jews gather together. Va'ayin mizeh b'mokom achar. Rav Nosson Zal writes about this a lot in other places also. But now he's going to make a very important point. Very important. Aval af al pi she'ika kriya satoyer hu b'tzibur, even though our most important kesher to the Torah, the official Torah reading, is done only in public when there's a tzibur, at least a minyan. Afal pikin, despite that, bevadai tzorech gam kol yochid v'yochid lilmoid v'lahagos b'Torah b'chol yoyim b'fnei atzmoi. That does not exempt any Jew from his personal obligation of learning Torah by himself. As it says, be involved in studying the Torah day and night. V'chein afilu mi shezeich elilmoid etzel kibbutz yeshiva kedosh amitiyas. And so too, even a person who's zeich to be part of a kehila, part of a chabura, that gets together to learn every night or twice a week, shehu maila gedoyla, which is something very, very special, ki talmud Torah derabim yokor mo'oid mo'oid. Because when people are learning Torah publicly, a shir, 10 people, 30 people, whatever it is, it's very, very big. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinuzai, as the Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Gimel, when the Gemara talks about what takes preference over something else, and the Gemara says, a talmud Torah derabim, that's priority 111. Afal Pikin, however, still, bevadai yefshir lifter atzmoi bozeh levad. A Jew who's serious about his Yiddishkeit can't say, well, I go to a shir twice a week. It's great, but that's not enough. That doesn't satisfy your whole requirement. Kitzorah gam laharbois batorah bifnei atzmoi. In addition to that, the person must be doing a lot of Torah study by himself. Because it's impossible, there's no such thing as chabura that sits together for 12, 13 hours a day, 7 days a week. At best, they get together for a couple hours a day. A chabura that gets together for 2 hours, 3 hours a day, or what, again, a koilel maybe even that's 6 hours a day, 8 hours a day. It's impossible for Jews to be able to be together all day. And more so at night. You don't have chaburas that are together all night. However, by yourself, we have an obligation to learn all the time, whenever a person has the opportunity. A person has to hold on to this, which is Lilmoid Barabim, whenever there is a public shir that's appropriate, that's good for you, that you know you can really benefit from, to make sure you're part of it. And at the same time, not to quit your own personal learning, lagois batoira b'fnei atzmoi, learning on your own. Ki be'emes tzrichim shneihem daika. Listen to this now. Person would say, but what if? Well, what if we could organize a chabura and our wives will agree to it, that we'll sit together 18 hours a day learning, we'll do it for a year. Rav Nosson says no, because be'emes, you need both. You need both of these. Ki bevadai ikar kabulas ha-toiro huayde kibbutz nafshes rab mi-Yisrael kanal. It's definitely true that the highest form of connection to the Torah is when there's a gathering of many people learning together. So that sometimes a person would say, why should I go to the shir? If I stay home, I can learn in that same hour, I can do 3 pages as they're doing in 1 page. But the fact is, because there's 10, 15 people together, and if the rabbi is big enough, or if the people are adding some of their own comments, there are things you're going to hear there that are worth 50 hours, that you could never get by yourself. So there is a benefit. There is a major, major benefit. Sometimes the Yetzirah plays with a person, says, what do I need a shir for? I can do it myself, and maybe even faster. But there are certain things you're not going to get yourself. And the zchus of a rabbin, that alone, multiplies the chashiva of the Torah. It's on a different level. Shezeh b'chinas kriya satorah b'tzibur. That's the concept of the public Torah reading. Avol tzrichin lozeh zechia gedoyla, sheyizke lehischaber v'lichlol nafshoi, b'toich nafshois Yisrael, shel b'nei tzibur hagunim. A person has to be very, very fortunate to be zeichet, to be attached, to put himself together with real, good, quality religious Jews, asher al yodo nimshach b'chinas ruach nevu amitis, who are so good and so pure that they have the privilege that through their getting together, they draw this pure, real, holy prophecy into the world. Shehu b'chinas nesina satoira, meaning they have a mamash kabula satoira when they get together to learn. It's interesting, those are privileged to be in Eretz Yisrael. It's hard to believe. every night at the Kosel Maravi, there's a rabbi, unfortunately I don't know his name, there's a rabbi, a rav there, who sits together with an average of 20 to 30 people every night at midnight. They have a shir and daf yomi there. And the rabbi is nuclear. He's on high volume. He's screaming. He's so excited about learning Torah. The people that are there, you can see, are mostly working, different kinds of people who come to the shir. You look at the shir, half of them are falling apart, But this is awesome. This is awesome. We know that Chatzos midnight is an unbelievable Eis Rotzayim. Sitting at the Kosel Maravi, learning together with excitement. You can tell real love, respect. Every once in a while, somebody will interject something there, and they say, Kaddish, you know, it's awesome. We have to believe that this brings down a Ruach of Kiddusha, Ruach of Holiness on the city, on the Kosel, on the city of Yerushalayim, on all of Eretz Yisrael, on the whole world. Mamish on the whole world. And this is what Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 8 in the Likutei Moran, Shetzrichen lechapes ulevakesh ma'oid ma'oid es hatzadik ho'emes, that a person has to search very, very, very hard to find a true tzaddik, sheyochoy lahamshir b'chinas ruach nevuah, who's capable of drawing down to the world and onto himself a spirit of nevuah, alidei kibbutz nafshos Yisrael, through a gathering of Jewish souls, his students and the people that are with him. Ayin Sham, look over there in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal mentions this. Rabbeinu Zal says in another chapter in Likutei Moran, he quotes, I think, from the Zohar HaKadosh, that in the Navi, you find sometimes Elisha Navi is called Elisha. Some places he's called Elisha. Some places he's called Elisha Isholikim. So it's brought, when he was by himself, he was called Elisha. When he was with his Talmidim, he's called Elisha Isholikim. So there's a major difference. When a tzaddik is together with his chabura, with his chavraya, that gives a tremendous koyach to draw Kabbalah Satoira, this Nesina Satoira, this Ruach Nevuah, this Ruach of Kedusha. Now Rav Nosson Zal gets a little more specific. Because during the time that the Jews are getting ready to hear Kriya Satoira, the halacha says, this is not chasidus, this is halacha. The halacha says, a person is supposed to be listening to Kriya Satoira with awe, fear, trembling, mamish as if I'm at Har Sinai. And to pay very careful attention to every word that's being read, as if I was standing mamish at the bottom of Har Sinai. Short side note, Rav Nosson Zal uses the word oimed, standing. There are people who say, so you see that Rav Nosson Zal held that you must stand during Kriya Satoira. I've heard Rabbonim, Choshev Rabbonim in Breslov say that for those who can, for those who want, for those who it helps their concentration, it's very, very special. But again, we don't paskin halachas from the Likutei Halachos. If a person, some people can't stand for that length of time, or some people can concentrate better when they're sitting, nothing wrong, nothing wrong. Kemuva b'sifrei kodesh, as is brought in Sifrei Kodesh. Ulechavein lahamshich al atzmoi kedushas kabbalah satoira shnitna b'sinei demoshe ben lashon. And when a person's hearing the kriya satoira, he's supposed to be thinking that I want to draw upon myself exactly what the Jews received on Har Sinai with Moshe Rabbeinu. Al yedei kibbutz nafshos Yisrael yachad, by the fact that so many Jews were gathered together at that time, they were united. Kama shekosev, as it says, vayichan shom Yisrael neged hohor. The Jews rested there opposite the mountain. Upirish Rashi. Rashi says there, kulam yachad keish echad, united, all united. Like it says, vayichan, which is singular, not vayachanu. And again, this is one of the most critical pieces of this equation. One of the critical pieces of the effectiveness of a shul or a kehila is the unity that's there. Person's davening in a shul where every minute there's another fight, chas v'shalom, and especially during Kriya Satoira, why didn't I get this aliyah? Who is he? Who is that? that's one of the things that should set off an alarm in a person that maybe this isn't the best shul. Because again, we're seeing here that the effectiveness of Kabbalah Satoira was dependent on an achdus. And we see by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, he made that famous statement in the Zohar Kodesh. His Rebbe was Rabbi Akiva. 24,000 tzaddikim were killed, died in a plague, because they went to the mikveh, and because they studied secrets of Torah, and chatzos and everything, but they weren't that good in the achdus. They didn't show the proper respect and love to each other. They were blown away. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, who came afterwards, said to his chavraya, Anan b'chavivusa talya milsa. Our success, where we're going to succeed, his chabura was 10 people, and at one point it went down to 7. He said, where we're going to succeed, where my Rebbe failed to a degree, was because we have this chavivusa, we have this achdus, this unity, no fighting, people respecting each other, even though they're not to say exactly the same, each person being able to give the other person the respect, certain at least minimums of respect. Ki oz hoiso gam nafshoi sham, because at Matan Torah, each one of our nafashois was there also. We were there in actuality. Kamei shekosev, as it says in the Chumash, when Moshe Rabbeinu addressed the Klal Yisrael, he said, Esa sher yeshnoi poi, those who are here today, and those who we don't see here today in physical form, even though their neshamos are present. All of us stood at Har Sinai. As it says in the Medrash Tanchuma, Shekol nafshois Yisrael, Shekol hadoirois asid en lovoi, kulam amdu al Har Sinai. That all the Jewish souls of all the future generations all stood at Har Sinai. V'chein b'chol dor v'dor. And the same thing repeats itself in every generation. Shenim shecho ha-toyro eleinu al yodam. That where the Torah is brought to us via them, via the Moshe Rabbeinus of each generation. K'may shamru, as it says in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Moshe kibel Torah mi-Sinai u-mesor le-Yoshua v'Yeshua le-Zikeinim u-Zikeinim le-Neviim ad ha-yoyim hazeh. That there's this chain that continues from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu till today. Bekulam hoya ikram shochas haTorah al yidei kibbutz hayeshivos hakadoshos etzel rabom hamiti. And throughout all the generations, what ensured the continuity of the Torah? What ensured the full effects of the Torah? It was the yeshivas that gathered among the great rabbis. During the time of the Gemara, the yeshiva in Pompadisa, the yeshiva here. During the time of the Rishonim, the yeshiva of the Rashba. And each one of them had the yeshiva. And even though it might have been 100 or 200 students, that was enough. That was a nuclear battery that affected the whole generation. And we see it in our times. We see places in the United States, cities where there's little to no Yiddishkeit, they parachute in a few guys to start a nucleus of a kollel, and these guys are going to start fanning out and learning with the balabatim, and suddenly it becomes a Cleveland, suddenly it becomes a Baltimore, suddenly it becomes places in states, cities, where there was almost no Dallas, places where originally there was no Torah. It started with a small nucleus of people who are united under the supervision of a rabbi, whether their rabbi was there or their rabbi sent them on this shlichus, on this mission, and suddenly they build a yeshiva that fans out, and suddenly there becomes a shul and a mikveh, and people are becoming religious and everything. Through the fact that there was a tzaddik and a yeshiva, their souls bonded together, and this is what brings down to us the Kabbalah Satorah in each and every generation. And therefore, every time that a Jew comes to hear the Torah being read publicly, the person has to think that I want my soul to be connected to and attached to all the nefashis of all of Klal Yisrael, shehat tzadikim amitim shebechol davador oiskim lekapzom ulekolam yachad, which the tzadikim, the true tzadikim in every generation, are working to gather all those nefashis together and to unite them. Shemisho Nimshach Bechinas Kabbalah Satora Bechol Dor Vador. That's what results in the Kabbalah Satora of each and every single generation. It's those tzaddikim who are involved in being Ma'ached Klal Yisrael, uniting people, building kehilos and larger kehilos, and including even those people who are not part of their kehila, including everybody. We don't just daven for Aaron, we daven for everybody. This is what the real holiness of a tzibur, of a community, of a keila is all about. Rav Nosson is addressing an incredible term here. He lived 150 years, let's say, before the kibbutz movement, and they called it a kibbutz. A kibbutz is an incredible word. When we talk about Moshiach coming, we talk about Mekabetz Nidchei Am Yisrael. A kibbutz is a super, to gather together Jews, that's one of the greatest things a person could possibly do. But, you have to make sure, you want to make a cake and you just leave out the flour. You put it sugar, a lot of sugar, cinnamon, salt, baking soda. Fabulous cake if you left out the flour, right? That's what he says here. That the main kedusha of a tzibur is when they're gathered together and united, al yedei hatzadik korebi amiti shabod avador, and plugged into the true tzadik of each and every single generation, shehu nikro roye Yisrael, who is referred to as the shepherd of Klal Yisrael. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya chapter 40, Keroye Edroy, like a shepherd who takes care of his flock, Yire Bizroyoy, and with his outstretched arm, he gathers the sheep, he directs them and everything. Bizroyoy Yekabetz Tloim, with his outstretched arm, he gathers in the sheep. Ubechekoy Yisa Oilois, Ubechekoy Yisa, and he carries them sometimes in his lap, the weak baby sheep. Olois Yenahel, and he leads all of them. These are our leaders, our true leaders. And it's through these true tzaddikim, the true shepherds in each and every generation, every single shul, every single kehila all over the world receives from these true tzaddikim. They are the battery. A person would say, what do you mean? How are they connected? They're connected in mind and heart. If people who don't live in Yerushalayim, if they know that when I'm hearing the Torah read in Hebron, or Lahavdil in Eilat, or Lahavdil in Toronto, in Borough Park, in Williamsburg, if they all focus that we are all connected and we're all directing our attention to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash, to the true tzaddikim in every generation, who are the ones who are bringing it all together, through that, there's zecha to be mamshech this Kabbalah Satoira. Avol, however, kol yochid v'yochid tzorech lehochen es atzmoi harbe lozeh. This isn't automatic. Just walking into shul doesn't make it happen on the highest level. It requires each individual Jew has to make major preparation on his own to ready himself to be worthy that when he plugs into that big picture, all of these great things are going to happen. Sheyizke shetihye nafshay nechleles betoich hatzibur hakodesh hazeh, that he should be zoiche, that his nefesh should be able to plug into this holy tzibur, shenechlolim yachad, which come together, al yedei horebi ho'emes shebechol dor, through the true rabbi, the true leader in every generation. And this is where he spoke about before, that besides the public Torah learning, you have to learn on your own. And this is why he's going to use this as leading into why a person would say, if I go to shul on Shabbos, I hear Kriya Satara, what do I need this Shnayim Mikra stuff? It's such a burden. It's such a hassle. The answer is, because if you don't do the Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, you're not going to get the full effects of the Kabbalah Satara. Yiddishkeit, and especially a high level of Kedusha, requires preparation. The Hachana, the preparation for the public Kriya Satara is, when each Jew on his own does his own Torah learning, he learns by himself, then such a person comes to a shir. You see, watch two people in a shir, one person who doesn't learn on his own at all, another person who's really learning a lot on his own. The person who doesn't learn at all, he benefits a little from the shir. The other guy, every word ticks off something he learned before. It either supports or contradicts something he learned before, and he asks the rabbi, and it multiplies, it elevates the learning 100 times higher. Here also, Klal Yisrael has the public Torah reading on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, to the degree that a person prepares beforehand, especially with his Shnaya Mikra Vechotargum, that readies him that when he comes to shul, when he plugs into that Sibur, he's not a one, he's a 1,000. He's a 1,000,000,000. And multiplies the, and Rav Nosson Zal is going to go on in the next few paragraphs to show again why Bedafka, Chumash, and Targum, why 2 times this and 1 times that. He's going to clarify it all. Have a good day, a good Shabbos. Be zochet to enjoy.